people harvesting shellfish in Puget Sound are having to worry about harmful algal blooms more often. NWPB's Lauren Gallup reports on the challenges for the Suquamish tribe.
Vivian Berry is the shellfish program manager for the Suquamish Tribe Fisheries Department. She says because of the longer season for harmful algal blooms, for the past year and a half, there have been fewer opportunities for tribal divers to harvest geoduck in central Puget Sound.
When they can't go out on the water for months at a time, they don't have an income.
When the tribe can't harvest the tribal share of the annual quota, the rest could carry over to the next year. That happened last year, but
even if we're able to carry over the pounds to the next year, that doesn't pay this year's monthly bills.
Puget Sound tribes and state co-managers have lowered harvest rates for geoduck in some areas for conservation purposes, Berry says. I'm Lauren Gallup reporting.